Al-Kija.
I'm your host Vidya, and this is the Safari Quiz Show brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program. The year is winding down. It's time to look back at the big events of 2013. In honor of the old year, we're doing another listener special on current events. And for the very first time, grown-ups are also welcome to participate. So moms, dads, you don't have to use your kids. You can answer the questions this time. And our call-in number at the studio is 770-1550. That's area code 510-770-1550. Before we start, I just want to hope everybody's having a wonderful time. And having a wonderful holiday and got lots and lots of presents for Christmas and are making big plans for the new year. And I also want to mention our sponsors without whom the show would not be possible. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. He's a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area, having three offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale and Pleasanton. He handles accounting, payroll, corporate, LLC, partnership, tax preparation and individual tax preparation. I know the holidays are not the best time to be thinking about your taxes, but the smart person is the one who plans ahead. So do contact them at 510-825-7563 or visit www.sanjeevcpa.com. That's S-A-N-J-I-V-C-P-A.com. And if you mention the Safari Quiz Show, you get a 10% discount on your fees. So that's another incentive. Another sponsor is Smile Zone Family Dental, a complete dentistry practice located in the Ardenwood area of Fremont. Dr. Milu has over 10 years of experience and is great with kids. She has a really kid-friendly office, so if you've been thinking about getting a new dentist or looking for a dentist for your kids, do check out Smile Zone Family Dental, and that's their website, smilezonefamilydental.com. They are open on Saturdays, by the way, so today may be the day. Contact them at 510-505-0123. That's 510-505-0123. And our last sponsor is Anil Ratnani of New York Life. And you'll hear much more about his services in an ad that happens during the break. So be sure to listen and find out what services he has to offer, because we are really grateful to him. All right, so once again, today's listener special is recapping 2013, and we'll be asking questions about the big events of the year. You know, Michael, when I was doing the research for this particular show, I was feeling really gloomy because a lot of bad stuff happened in this year.
Sure did, didn't they?
And I was like, oh my goodness, this show is going to be such a downer. And I had to really hunt to find some upbeat stories as well. So hopefully our listeners will have a good time today. So kids, parents, or everybody is listening to the show. We offer prizes for one winner for every question. You have to call in for those who are new and tuning in for the first time. This is usually a show where kids come to the studio to participate. Of course, it's the holidays, so we're having a listener special. And you call in to 510-770-1550 if you think you know the answer. From all the correct answers, we pick winners. The format today is as usual for our usual listener specials. We'll have two questions followed by a break, and then at the end of the break, we'll announce the answers as well as the winners for the two questions. Today, Mike and I will be doing all the picking of the winners. All right, are we ready to play, Michael?
Absolutely, I'm ready.
Okay, our first question in our listener special category, current events, not current events, but the year in review 2013. First question is, in February, this space object exploded over the Russian city of Chelyabinsk, injuring several people and buildings. In February, this space object exploded over the Russian city of Chelyabinsk. I want you to mention the space object. Call in number 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Let's go to our next one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is meteor.
Thank you, Arin, and thank you for staying with us through the holidays. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Eshna, and the answer is a meteor.
Thank you, Eshna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina.
Hi, Sabina.
The answer is an asteroid.
An asteroid. Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is meteor.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is meteor.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is meteor.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi,
My name is Murtaza, and the answer is meteor.
Thank you, Murtaza. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Muskan, and the answer is meteor.
Thank you, Muskan. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops, we lost that person. Okay, the question was, in February, this space... Oh, there we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Seema Bansal, and I would say answer is meteor.
Thank you, Seema. Thanks for calling in. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
My name is Ignor, and the answer is meteor. After
Ignor.
Ignor. Ignor, what's your answer again?
Meteor.
An asteroid?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ignor. All right. So that was the end of our first question. If you're trying to call in for the question number one in our listener special today, just hang up and wait. We're going to move on to question number two. All right. This is question number two in our week, in our year in review. In March, this new pope was elected in Vatican City, and within a short period, he's demonstrated his compassion for the poor in an amazing way and provided hope and cheer to Catholics worldwide. Remember, we are now taking answers for question number two. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Sabina.
Yes, Sabina. And your answer is? Sabina, you have a very bad connection. Sorry, I'm not able to hear your answer. Okay, got it. Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Pope Francis.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Archana, and the answer is Pope Francis.
Thank you, Archana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Pope Francis.
Thank you, Pooja. Are you coming to our show next week? Oops, we lost her. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Pope Francis.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rina, R-I-N-A, and my answer is Pope Francis.
Hi, Rina. I hope to see you again on the show in the next year, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Pope Francis.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Keshav, and the answer is Pope Francis.
Thank you, Keshav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Muskan, and the answer is Pope Francis.
Thank you, Muskan. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. You know, I'm guessing that's Ignore because they're the ones who have a really bad phone connection. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Murtaza and the answer is Pope Francis.
Thank you, Murtaza. Okay, so that was our last call for question number two. I want to mention again that today our call, because we're doing a news-related quiz, the quiz is open to grown-ups as well. So our call-in number is 510-770-1550. So it'll be nice to hear some grown-up voices as well. So do call in. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, the answers for questions numbers 1 and 2. And we'll see who won.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiyeja, Sawa, Kiyeja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. It's just Vidya and Michael here at the studio today because we're doing a listener special. We're looking back at the year 2013 and talking about some of the big events. And we started off with our first question, which was, in February, the space object that exploded over the Russian city of Chelyabinsk, and the answer was a meteor. In fact, Michael, did you know that it was the most powerful meteor to strike the Earth in a century?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was something special about 2013. And as I said, 2013, there were many such bad things that happened, big typhoons, big meteors, and a little depressing. But our second question was about the new pope who was elected this year in March, and that was Pope Francis. And he has done some amazing things after being elected pope, certainly focusing the objectives of the church and the mission of the church and the message of the church on helping the poor. So I think that was a very good thing that happened this year. And that happened because the previous pope resigned. And that is something that never happened before, I think.
That's
popes
true.
Don't resign, but the previous Pope Benedict, he did. And so it paved the way for this Pope Francis, who's making so much news because he has made very positive statements about atheists as well. And that is such a contradictory thing for a religious person to do. But he said anybody who lives a moral life has the potential to go to heaven. And that is a very radical statement for a pope to make. And I think that pleased a lot of people around the world, because that's the message, that's the original message of any religion, which is live an honorable moral life. And that's the way to go. And in that sense, religions aren't very different in their core messages. Care for the poor, live a good life. I think we can summarize most religions in that form. All right, so let's see who won from all our correct answers. And first of all, before I announce the winners, I want to tell all the callers in today who are calling in today, I'm really, really grateful for your continued support of the show and for calling in every week and for listening to our show. I'm really, really appreciative. And let's see, our first winner is Arin from San Francisco. Yay! All right, Arin, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com, and give us, don't forget to mention the question and the answer so Miss Anu can hand you your prize. And our question number two, our winner is another regular caller, Madhav. Madhav, you are turning out to be very, very lucky at this, and congratulations. And come and be part of the show in our studio someday. So Madhav, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, and make sure again to write your question and the answer. All right, so it's time for question number three. And as I said to Michael earlier, 2013 proved to be very sad in many ways. So this is another sort of a sad question. And I also want to mention before I give out our call-in number, that today I'm welcoming calls from anybody who's listening to the show. It's not restricted to kids. So here's question number three. In April, two Chechen brothers exploded two bombs at a marathon in this city. In April, two Chechen brothers exploded two bombs at a marathon in this city. And let's go to our first caller. Oh, call-in number, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. All right. Now it's time for the first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the city is Boston.
Thank you, Sabina. Slightly better connection this time. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Boston.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Keshav, and the answer is Boston.
Thank you, Keshav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Muskan, and the answer is Boston.
Thank you, Muskan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Boston.
Thank you, Arin, and congratulations on winning the first question. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Boston.
And congratulations to you too, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Murtaza, and the answer is Boston.
Thank you, Murtaza. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Boston.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Boston.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Ignore, and the answer is Boston.
Thank you, Ignore. And our last caller. No, I think that's it. Alright, let's take, since we have a couple of callers on the line. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Amin, and I think the answer is Boston.
How do you spell your name?
A-M-E-N.
A-M-E-N. Thank you, Amin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Archana, and the answer is Boston.
Thank you. And Archana was the last caller for question number three, so let's move on to question number four. We'll take a little breather because I want to be sure that everybody who's calling in now is calling in for question number four. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. All right, question number four. This 8-inch tablet was released by Apple in November, quickly becoming very popular. This 8-inch tablet was released by Apple in November, quickly becoming popular. All right, shall we go to our first caller? Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Bad connection. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco. The answer is I have many.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is iPad.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is iPad Air.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam and the answer is iPad Air.
Thank you, Shivam.
Hi, my name is Archana and the answer is iPad Mini.
Thank you, Archana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Keshav and the answer is iPad Air.
Thank you, Keshav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. I'm not hearing anybody. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Muskan. The answer is iPad Air.
Thank you, Muskan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anita, and the answer is iPad Mini.
Is that Anita?
Yes.
Thank you, Anita. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Sabina, and the answer is iPad Air.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Murtaza, and the answer is iPad Air.
All right, so we had two very different answers for this question. Murtaza's was the last answer for question number 4. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. When we come back, we'll look at the answers and the winners. Jieja.
So,
Jieja. Thank you.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. You're listening to our listener special recapping the big events of 2013. This show is open to everyone, not just kids. And our call-in number is 510-770-1550. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after-school program that gives your child a real competitive advantage. All right, so we did questions number 3 and 4 before we went on break. Our question number 3 was, in April, two Chechen brothers exploded 2 bombs at a marathon in this city. Very, very sad event. The correct answer was Boston, and the winner of that question number 3 is Murtaza. All right, Murtaza, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's one word, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Make sure you mention the question and the answer. All right, question number 4 caused quite a bit of confusion. My question was, this 8-inch tablet was released by Apple in November, quickly becoming popular. We had two very different answers. iPad Air and iPad Mini. Actually, they're not that different. Turns out there's a lot of confusion even in the real world about which one to choose if you're going in for a new tablet, the iPad Air or the iPad Mini. They were both released around the same time. Because I said 8-inch tablet, the answer is iPad Mini, not iPad Air. So we had to pick from the people who gave us the correct answer of iPad Mini. And the winner of that one is Anita. All right, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Make sure to mention your name, your address, question, and answer. All right, are we ready to move on to question number 5?
Yes, we are.
All right, question number 5. This signature law of President Obama's administration went into effect in October, quickly becoming a PR nightmare as its website crashed and malfunctioned, leaving many users scratching their heads. This signature law of President Obama's administration went into effect in October, quickly becoming a PR nightmare as the website crashed and malfunctioned. Good news is the website is now working. Okay, so call in number 510-770-1550. Call in 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is Obama Healthcare. It's like the website.
Okay, thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Obamacare.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Obamacare.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Obamacare.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Archana, and the answer is Obamacare website.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Murtaza, and the answer is Obamacare.
Thank you, Murtaza. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Summer. So the law is Obamacare, and the website is
healthcare.gov.
And tell me your name again.
Samrit.
Samrit?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Samrit. That was a very comprehensive answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Keshav and the answer is Obamacare.
Thank you, Keshav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam and the answer is Obamacare.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha and the answer is Obama Healthcare.
Thank you, Akansha. Akansha was the last caller for question number 5. Let's take a deep breath. Call in number is 510-770-1550. And now we are going to move on to question number 6. So if you're calling, you have to be answering question number 6. Question number 6. Royal baby George was born to Prince William and Princess Kate in this country in July. Royal baby George was born to Prince William and Princess Kate in this country in July. Call in number is 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're in the air.
Hi, my name is Meena, and the answer is Obamacare.
Whoops, Meena, can I give you the next question? Because we finished answering question number 5. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Listen to this. Royal baby George was born to Prince William and Princess Kate in this country in July. What country are we talking about?
England.
And what's your name, Meena?
Rina, R-I-N-A.
Oh, Rina. Yes, Rina. Thank you. All right. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is England.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is England.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is England.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is England.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Iknur, and the answer is England in the city London.
Thank you, Iknur. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and the answer is New England.
New England? Okay, thank you, Roshni.
I mean England.
Okay, Roshni. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Keisha, and the answer is England.
Thank you, Keisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is England.
Thank you, Madhav. And last caller for question number 6. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is the United Kingdom.
Thank you, Pooja. Also a nice comprehensive answer. We are going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won questions answer, who got the right answers. Actually, no. From the right answers, who are the winners for questions number 5 and 6.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jija Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Michael in the studio doing our listener special. I want to quickly announce the winners of questions number 5 and 6. Question number 5 was, the answer was Obamacare, correctly, and the winner was Samrid. Congratulations, Samrid. Do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and make sure you mention the question and the answer as well as your contact information. Question number 6, Royal Baby George was indeed born in England, and the winner of that one is Pooja. All right. Pooja, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Make sure you mention the question and the answer. Before I move on to the next question, I have somebody in the studio with me to tell us about a very special event organized by Radio Zindagi, and I'll tell you the Safari Quiz connection in a minute. All right. Hi, Praveen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Vidya. Thank you. Today, you don't have your kids in the studio, so...
I know. You're the kid. Okay, then for that, he has to be made to answer at least one question.
Oh,
right,
yeah? My God.
Yes, we'll ask you a question.
I will answer anything related to my event.
Okay, so tell us, here's the question. Why are you here in the studio today?
Oh, good, good. Very easy. I'm here to say, to thank you, Safari Kids, Shai, and you, for being partnering with Radio Zindagi's New Year's party happening on 31st night.
All right.
At City Beach. And I'm so excited that Safari Kids team of teachers are handling the kids area.
Mm-hmm.
Including, you know, it's happening in the rock climbing area, and the kids have other kinds of entertainment like face painting, art and craft. We are
wonderful.
Going to provide veg, chicken, cheese, pizzas. and chow mein.
All right.
And juices and cookies.
I want to come. Can I go to the kids section? Sounds way more fun than the grown-up section. So what are the grown-ups going to do while the kids are having so much
grown-ups
fun?
Grown-ups are going to do a lot of entertainment. 2 hours of non-stop entertainment by one performer from India, Bollywood girl Munmun Datta is coming to perform.
Uh-huh.
And apart from that, a lot of local talent, Rahul Lakanpal, DJ Daniel, Las Vegas girls, belly dancing and all. All that is going to have starting from 7:30 till 10 o'clock. From 10 to 12... 10 to 1, there will be DJ dancing with LED lighting and
who's the DJ?
DJ Daniel and DJ Sam.
And where do people get the tickets if they
tickets
want
to? Tickets, they can go to AAAEntertainments.com or they can call me on 510-453-1521.
Just repeat that number again.
510-453-1521.
Awesome.
And if they call that they heard me on Safari Kids Show, all those kits will get 50% off. We are charging $29 per kit. Now I'll give only for $15.
All right. For all so parents, if you're listening, this is your opportunity. Safari Kid is going to be providing the childcare at this event. So it's a great place to go and have some, let your hair down and have some fun with other grown-ups while your kids are having fun with other kids, right?
Or even better deal, if they book a table of 10,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give... 3 kits free for each table for Safari Kids.
All right. So be sure to mention Safari Kid. And if you haven't made plans for New Year, this is your moment to grab this opportunity. Praveen is offering us some wonderful deals for mentioning the Safari Quiz Show. So be sure to call him at the number. Let's have the number again.
510-453-1521. And I wanted to thank Shai from Safari Kids for partnering with Radio Zindagi's New Year's Party. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Praveen. Thank you, Praveen. And I hope you guys take advantage of that offer and be a part of Radio Zindagi celebrations along with the Safari Quiz Show and Safari Kid. All right, so let's move back to our last two questions. Hopefully, we have some time. Michael, how are we doing on the time? We have to rush.
8 minutes.
8 minutes. Okay, 8 minutes. So maybe one more question. Let's not completely stress out. Michael, poor Michael. Okay, so here's our last question. I'm changing the order a little bit, but I really wanted to mention this person, and I wanted to, because it was a very uplifting, brave moment of 2013. I want the name of this brave Pakistani schoolgirl who was shot in the head by Taliban gunmen. Yes, she was shot in the head by Taliban gunmen, and she survived. And she became the youngest person ever to be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. She became the youngest person to be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. An amazing story of courage and endurance and bravery. She's a really example to all of us. So I wanted to mention it because it's a kids show and I want kids to know that kids can be incredibly brave and we are so proud of them. All right, so let's have this name, 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
My name is Shamita.
Shamita. Go ahead, Shamita. What's your answer?
And my answer is Malala Yousafzai.
Thank you, Shamita. Always nice to hear a new voice. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm Sangeeta and the answer is Malala.
Is that Sangeeta?
Yes.
Thank you, Sangeeta. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni. My answer is Malala.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Malala.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air. Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Malala.
Oops, hello? You're having feedback. Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, this is Archana, and the answer is Malala Yousafzai.
Thank you, Archana. Hi, you're on the air.
Good friend.
Go ahead. Hello.
Hi, my name is Murtaza. My answer is Malala.
Thank you, Murtaza. Thank you, Murtaza. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arun from San Francisco, and the answer is Malala.
Thank you, Arun. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Muskan, and the answer is Malala Yousafzai.
Thank you, Muskan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam and the answer is Malala Yousafzai.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Keshav and the answer is Malala Yousafzai.
Thank you, Keshav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is Malala.
Thank you, and we'll take just one more call and then go on a break to pick the winner. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Reena, and my answer is Malala.
Reena?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Reena is the last caller for today, last caller for this question. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll see who won the last question, what was the answer, and who won the last question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jeja. Sawal Kieja. This is your host, Vidya, here with Michael in the studio, winding up 2013. Am I sad to see the new year, the old year go? No, because I'm looking forward to the new year. And as Praveen mentioned just before the break, if you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve, head out to the AAA Entertainment Radio Zindagi party at City Beach, and kids can have an equally as good a time as their parents. So be sure to call him at the number he gave, which I've forgotten, but AAAEntertainment.com is a good website to go check it out and get your tickets to that. All right, so we had just question number 7, and I really wanted to bring this in because this was a really inspirational figure to all people everywhere in the world fighting against oppression. The question was, this brave Pakistani schoolgirl was shot in the head by Taliban gunmen and survived and became the youngest person to be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. The answer, of course, is Malala Yousafzai, and she wrote a beautiful book called I Am Malala. So if parents, if your kids are old enough, I would highly recommend getting this book for them to read the story of this wonderful girl who was so brave. So the answer, so the winner for question number 7 is Reena. All right, Reena. So write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Make sure to mention the question and the answer along with your name and contact information. So we're coming to the end of our show for today and the end of our last, this is our last show for this year. Not definitely not the last show, but the last show for this year. And I really want to mention how thankful I am to all our regular listeners for making us part of their Saturday morning routine. I want more and more people to listen to the show and more people to come and participate on the show, because we have so much fun when kids come to the studio and participate here as well, and they win way better prizes, way better. So I would highly encourage all our listeners to write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Tell us, I know a lot of kids have very many activities going on Saturdays. Maybe there's one Saturday a month or something that works for you. I think we can certainly work around that. So make sure you mention that, hey, I can be here on Saturday, February the 13th or something like that, and we'll see if we can accommodate you. And definitely, we do tend to put kids of the same grades together, so it's not that a third grade kid would go against a sixth grade kid. So please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com with information about when you'd like to participate, and we'd love to have you in the studio. Next week, we are back with our contestants round. We're looking for kids between grades 2 and 6, so be sure to write to us. And our show was produced by Michael today, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying Happy New Year! And Jieja,
Sawal Kieja!
श्रद्धा भक्ति और हमारा संस्कृति का प्रतीक सनी वेव हिंदू टेंपल पूजा अर्चना के साथ साथ अन्नप्रसन्न गृह प्रवेश